Welcome to your five for the day. I am not renowned for my patience. It has been a source of some amusement, and occasionally exasperation, for my wife to see how impatient I can be it waiting for deliveries, holding on the phone, or waiting for a much anticipated holiday to start. Quite often, those nearest and dearest to me will get to observe a wild spectrum of impatient behaviours. It is generally not pretty. I can be grumpy and irritable, although, happily for my wife, this then generally develops into protracted periods of quietness, which is, at least, a nice break for her. Nor am I at all unique. I think that people nowadays are, as a rule, not good at waiting for things. We live in a 24/7, on-demand, want-it-now culture, where we are used to getting things, in the words of one fast food chain, our way. And we have begun to expect this whenever we want. However, as any parent knows, what we want and what we need at any given time are not necessarily the same thing. And desires and impulses that are very often of the moment are not necessarily in our best long-term interests. God knows this too. And as a Christian, although I am not patient, one of my many imperfections, and often not gracious about being made to wait, I also know and trust that God has a plan for me, and that whatever this plan may hold, it is in my best long-term interests. This sentiment is encapsulated in one of my very favourite verses from the Bible, from the book of Isaiah. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This verse means a lot to me, and I believe it has a lot to tell us all. It tells us that by trusting in God to enact his plan for you, and letting God do things in his time, he will give you everything that you need. It gives us assurance that when times are bad, when it seems impossible to go on, by trusting in God and surrendering to his plan, he will not abandon you. Rather, he will supply all that you need. Nor is this something only for us. We can look to the Lord Jesus to see an ultimate example of this obedience to God and faith in his plan. The night before he was taken by the Romans, Jesus was in Gethsemane with his disciples, and he knew that he was to be betrayed and would be crucified as a result. So, like anyone facing a horrible, terrible death, he prayed to God, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." However, he was perfectly obedient to God and had complete trust in God's plan. And so he continued, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." As a Christian, Jesus provides me the most perfect possible example of submission to God's will, and the most perfect possible demonstration of faith in God's plan. The perfect patience that Jesus showed throughout his life, and the trust and obedience that Jesus showed to God in going to his death, provide the ultimate examples for us today, putting my own impatience to shame. In our self-centered, on-demand culture at this time of year, the example of Jesus is a wonderful reminder that God has a plan for us all, and that if we surrender to his will, that he will give us all we need, and that is always, always going to be enough.